My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Any new thoughts, sentiments, anything about Drake May in his first game and a conversation with him yesterday?
I am more and more, and I said this to Fitzy when we recorded Six Rings this morning, more and more a believer that those two clips that made the rounds, the touchdown to Booty at the end of the first half, and then the perfect, multiple camera angles, by the way, perfect throw to Douglas crossing where he catches it in stride, I've now dubbed those recruitment videos. Put those on loop all over the internet. Oh, T. Higgins, I didn't mean to at you and send this to you. T. Higgins, did you see this throw that Drake May made? Or whoever the wide receiver du jour, whoever some of these guys in college, you want to start looking at them? Oh, did you guys see this? I'm just saying, you see this? They have a guy that can do that now, and I think that matters. I mean, you need to get him his friend. You need to get him his surroundings, and we just saw it. We'll get into it later. The trade with Davante Adams, where he creeps into the background in his appearance on the Pat McAfee podcast. You need Drake May's buddy creeping in the background.
He was in New York pretty quick, wasn't he?
It's like he was already there.
Yeah, it's like they already had the whole trade done up and ready to go.
It's like he may have already practiced with the team.
He like materialized in the Meadowlands, and yeah, that was it. But you're right. I think that this to me underscores in a real way how important it is to get a true number one receiver for this guy. I think you need a true playmaker. His number one receiver yesterday by snap count was Kayshon Booty. Not yesterday, 2 days ago, was Kayshon Booty with Jalen Polk number two and Pop Douglas number three. Now, Douglas was obviously more bigger part of the passing game. He was probably your number one guy. But in terms of snap count, it went those guys 1, 2, 3. And that's dreadful. I'm sorry. I mean, that's just brutal. Like, that's not a winning situation for even a good quarterback. I think, you know, like, you're Patrick Mahomes, you go out there and you win with Mecole Hardman and guys like that, fine. You're a rookie who's 22 years old playing in his second game ever 7 weeks into the season because you sat for the first five. Like, you gotta have something better than that. And that's not because they have someone injured or, you know, a guy's holding out or anything like that. This is who they came into the season with. And that's, I mean, listen, I think Booty and Pop are probably better than we thought last year. I just don't think those guys are number one and two wide receivers on
Booty? He made a catch.
Yeah.
He made a catch.
Well, that's better than I thought he was.
Okay, but that, like, I'm not, there seems to be this inflated view of Booty that I'm not ready to go down that road.
Well, tell it to the Patriots. He played 83% of the snaps.
Oh, no, he might be the best they have. That doesn't mean he's that good. Pop Douglas, I believe, and we're going to do our exercise later, like here for good type thing or not here for good, kind of who they are. Mm-hmm. I think Pop Douglas is here for good. I think he's part of whatever plan you have in your head, 2, 3, 5 year plan. Pop Douglas might be part of that. I'm not sure anybody else is. I'm certainly not sure Booty is and those other guys. And beyond looking at T. Higgins and the guys that are going to be available, Drake May, with these recruiting videos that I assume are going to grow, he's going to be like high school kids going to their Huddle account to make a little update after every Friday night. Oh, you see my latest highlights? Get them out there to the coaches, colleges, come get me. Mm-hmm. When you build these highlight tapes, They're for receivers we're not talking about yet. And a name I'm going to continue to put out there. We watched him last night. He just became second fiddle in New York. Garrett Wilson.
I thought you were going to say Mike Williams.
No, he's like fourth fiddle.
He's out the door, yeah.
And I don't really care for him. Like, there's other issues there. Garrett Wilson is an ascending number one receiver who now is going to play second fiddle and watch as the buddy cop show that is Rodgers and Adams takes over his life. And then they're going to retire in like 2 years. And he's going to be like, what the hell am I? Like, where am I? What am I supposed to be here? And in the past, remember when Matthew Stafford was available? Patriots were on his, like, no-movement list
right.
or whatever. Or wide receivers this year. Nah, I don't want to go to... Brandon Ayuk's like, yeah, I know you'd pay me the most money, but money's not everything,
good, yeah.
right? You're no longer going to get that response from the next Ayuk or the next Matthew Stafford. I think they're going to look at it and say, oh, I'll go play with Drake May. Now, I'm projecting here. I admit that.
I mean,
Matthew
Stafford probably won't say that, but I know.
No, but I'm talking about stars.
Wide receivers, yeah.
And I don't even think it's just wide receivers. It could be running backs. It could be defensive players that are like, hey, that's a good young team. They got Gonzalez and May. They're building a little something. The money just became more valuable. It's not as much suck tax, as you like to say, and it's not as much, oh, I got to overpay for the millionaire's tax. You just got a little bump. You closed the gap with other teams because you have a franchise quarterback who seems fun and playmaking and marry him up with Gonzalez. Christian Barmore, mm-hmm. you see him on social media? He continues to put pictures of himself. It's like he's prepping something. He's a wrestler teasing
yes.
an appearance or a comeback. You get him out there.
Or it's research for Funny Fridays.
Ah, well, it could be that, too.
Could be that, yeah.
But I'm telling you, they're becoming more alluring to players around the league by the day.
Well, they have to be because they were probably the least alluring team in the league, and there's nowhere to go but
negative
up from
spin-y-o's.
Am I wrong? I mean, come
no,
on.
It's
no one
true.
Wanted to come here. Ayuk was like, wow, $35 million, I'm all set. I don't think anybody. Calvin Ridley, I know that it was the offer wasn't as good as the Tennessee offer. I think even if you bumped it up,
thank God.
He probably would have stayed either in Jacksonville or gone to Tennessee anyway. I don't think anybody wanted to come here because at the time, there was no set quarterback. We didn't know who the coach was. We didn't know anything. Or maybe we knew the coach at that time, but we had no idea who the quarterback was or was going to be, and that's not a situation that any free agent wide receiver would want to join. If you trade for somebody, that's different. You know, I mean, and Garrett Wilson, if in 2 years, you know, he shakes loose in New York, you're going to be, I don't know, 1 year, a year and a half maybe before you have to make a decision there with Drake May. I'd rather get someone in before that. I'd rather get somebody in here before whatever two-year expiration date there is on Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams is going to shake Garrett Wilson loose. Although I do love that idea, I'm not going to lie. My only problem is this. All these names, and you can go down the list of wide receivers who are upcoming free agents. Steph Diggs, Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper, Chris Godwin.
Speaking of Amari Cooper.
Yes.
According to reports on Twitter, Jordan Schultz, he was just traded to the Buffalo Bills from Cleveland.
Well, how about that? I was just thinking, you know what's funny is I was just about to say, Higgins, Hopkins, Deontay Johnson, all these other guys, you're going to have to go head-to-head with the Buffalo Bills because they're looking for wide receivers too. And so are the Kansas City Chiefs and so are a bunch of other teams. And I think, yes, you're not the bottom of the barrel when it comes to where a free agent wide receiver would want to go. Now, for now, there's a little bit of buzz around Drake May and things look good. But if this season goes the way you and I both think it's going, right? 4 wins, 5 wins tops, right? Something like that.
Yep.
Maybe 6 if something goes crazy at the end of the year.
No crazy talk.
That's not something super alluring to a free agent. A 6-win team? I don't know.
That's where you got to massage the narrative and show the right videos and ignore the right information. I also believe you throw T. Higgins in there. The more the Bengals lose, if the Bengals fall out of this, I wouldn't rule them out starting to listen to offers for T. Higgins. We're already in a wide receiver
sure.
market, right? Devontae Adams and Amari Cooper, two high-end Pro Bowl caliber receivers, have been traded in, what, the last 6 hours? And we're still 2 weeks from the trade deadline?
Yeah. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, two full weeks. So if I'm Elliot Wolf and I'm at least listening, looking, they made the calls this offseason. Ridley was a call. Ayuk was a call. Make sure if any sort of market develops for T. Higgins a year early, you know, baseball style, because now I get him in town and I can negotiate with him and maybe sign an extension before he ever hits free agency. Make sure you're in on those conversations, because he looked good the other night. I'm back all in on T. Higgins.
Okay. I thought he looked good in that game as well. Details coming out now over this Amari Cooper Buffalo Bills trade. They got him for a third rounder. Looks like it was a pick swap. I know Cooper was unhappy in Cleveland. He's dropped a ton of passes this year. Doesn't he have like 7 or 8 drops this year? Something ridiculously high for a good receiver. So maybe he's starting to drop off, and this was a desperation move by Buffalo. They're thin at wide out, obviously, after losing Diggs and the other kid there who went to Jacksonville. The hell's his name?
Gabe Davis.
Gabe Davis, thank you very much.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a big target, but he's not that good. Although he's having a decent year with the Jags. But either way, that's another little move that went on. And I say little, but that's actually a pretty substantial move, is these two teams now loading up in the AFC East right above you. We'll get into the AFC East and all the other divisions when we do our sniff test a little bit later on in the show. We'll go through all the division leaders and decide who's going to stay there and who isn't, who smells like a winner and who smells like a fraud. We'll get to all of that a little bit later on as well. Real quick, though, after, I don't know, 24 hours since, 48 hours, I guess, since Drake May's debut, are you thinking any differently about the plan? Does the plan, has anything changed in your mind about what went into this plan, if there even was a plan, or if they were just sort of flying by the seat of their pants until they couldn't anymore? Like, does this look better or worse now after what you saw from Drake May?
I think worse. He looked like he was ready to play, and now we'll never know. Because, right, he did get those 5 weeks sitting, watching, learning from Jacoby Brissett, but I just think... He looked like a guy that was ready to play in August. I know that because his head coach admitted that. Mm-hmm. And this is where I don't know that they ever had a plan. And I still want to go back to who got to make the decisions, because we had some discrepancies yesterday in the expression where Jerod Mayo admits it was about the offensive line. That's why they couldn't play him. And then that contradicts what Alex Van Pelt said in August, right, that it had nothing to do with the offensive line. And yet yesterday, so if it had to do with the offensive line... Yesterday was their 6th different offensive line, and the wheels kind of fell off even in the middle of the game, to the point where, well, before the game, you were starting a center who just got here.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always been told that center is the most important position in this offense because they make the calls. They're actually doing more than the quarterback in some of that world. And you put big, badass Ben Brown out there after he came in on a red eye from Las Vegas. So... this didn't
pulled
really make
sense.
Pulled
him off the
sense,
floor in
the
casino, you know. He's passed out in front of a slot machine. They put him on the plane. He's over here playing center 3 days later.
So you couldn't start him in week 1 because of the offensive line, but you could bring a guy in off the Raiders practice squad in week 6 and start him right away. How does that make any, like, their message? This goes back to the argument we've had a lot,
mm-hmm,
messaging.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to lie, make sure you're all telling the same damn lie, right? Sell the same damn story.
Yeah.
You can't be going back and forth. This is like president and vice president that are running and they're telling completely different messages. Like, okay, the voters have no idea what you're talking about. They don't know who to believe, and now you're hurting your cause.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.